Philea, the sable queen, awoke slowly, her left side ablaze with pain. Gliv the stoat was bending over her, doing something.
Lie still, Philea. Your wound must be sealed or you'll bleed to death. This is going to hurt.
Gliv drew the spear blade from the fire she had built. Philea screeched in agony as the red-hot spear head pressed against the broadsword gash under her ribs. Smoke wreathed up, a stench of scorched fur and flesh permeated the air. Peering close, the stoat inspected her work.
That's done the job. Now all you've got to do is live and get well again. I ain't no healer, so I've got no potions or lotions to give you.
The Sable Queen watched as Gliv bandaged the injury with strips torn from her silken cloak. Philea was mystified by the stoat's behaviour.
I know you. I've seen you whispering with Svilt. You're one of his spies, aren't you?
Gliv nodded as she tied the dressing securely.
I was one of those who did his dirty work.
Philea posed a question.
Then why are you helping me now? You probably don't even like me. What's your name?
The stoat raised the sable's head, bringing a beaker of water to her lips.
Drink this, but take it slowly. I'm called Gliv. I don't like you, Philea, but I've got my reasons for helping you. Svilt thought he'd slain you. I stopped him chopping your head off by saying I'd bury you for the worms and insects to eat. I will too if you don't get over that wound.
The sable pushed the beaker away.
Don't fret. I'll live. So, in what way did Svilt offend you, Gliv?
The stoat's eyes hardened at the memory.
He had my mate Lug killed. Lug was his loyal servant. Svilt should never have sent him into the water to battle with the giant eel. It was Zwilt's fault. I blame him for Lug's death. He was a big, trusting lump of a stoat, but Lug was my mate. I loved him.
The sable winced as she lay back and relaxed.
And what do you want me to do about it?
Gliv stared into the flickering fire.
You're going to kill Svilt as soon as you get well. I've seen you use that poison blade, and I know you want him dead now. You got your reasons, I got mine. I don't care as long as I can live to hear the death rattling Svilt the Shade's throat. That'll be your thanks to me for saving your life, Philea.
The injured beast spoke imperiously.
Philea is my name, but to one such as you, I am the Sable Queen. You will address me as Majesty.
Gliv curled her lips scornfully.
Queen of nothing is what you'd are to me. When you slay Svilt and command the Ravagers again, then I'll call you Majesty. But right now, you're just a beast carrying out my orders so that you can stay alive.
Gliv watched Valea's paw straying toward the slender thing she kept slung about her neck. The sliced oat held up the little poison dagger in his crystal sheath, dangling it from its necklace. She shook her head mockingly.
No, you don't, Philea. I'll take care of this little toy until the time comes.
A wry smile hovered about Valea's lips.
My, my, you are a crafty stoat.
Gliv nodded.
Aye, and you're a dangerous sable, so betwixt us we're the right pair for the task. Now, get some sleep, because as soon as you can stand without falling over again, we'll be on the trail of Svilt the Shade.
On the stream bank, the small fire burned down to grey ash in the woodland night. Two creatures went to sleep, each dreaming of deathly revenge.